Evan Yerushalmi, corresponding to Evan Bavli, Daf Yud Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph at the Mishnah of Halacha Gimel. Kli Rosh Amu Rach Bakadei Lekab Ariyach Ariyach Chatzil Abena Shel Gimel Tzvachim. The Mishnah says the Kira must be wide enough to hold half of a 3 Tzvachim brick. Daya Lekira Shetei Rachva Tefach Kadei Lekab Ariyach Laoka. It suffices for the Kira to be a Tefach wide to hold a half brick, as we'll explain. Gemara says, "Amr Rabbi Abba kedei lekabel alav dimus shel orchin laorchi." Rabbi Abba says that this is in order to receive a row of half bricks along its length. Ani Rishim ben Gamliel aimer kedei lekabel alav dimus shel orchin laorchi. A brayso Rishim ben Gamliel says that it's in order to receive a row of half bricks along its width. Since the half bricks are 3 tefachim long, the kohen must be 2.5 tefachim wide, so with plaster it would be 3 wide. What else do they argue about? Amma Rabbi Shein Buryos Beinehem Abdatein Durabonon Shisei Esrim Aruchin Abdatein Durabonon Gamliel Shisei Aboin Aruchin. Rabbi Shein answered, they argue also about strength. According to Rabbonon, it must be able to hold 20 half bricks. According to Shein Gamliel, it must be able to hold 40 half bricks. Shisei Koris Bezu Chesi Tefach Bezu Chesi Tefach. If there are two kairos, this one is half a tefach wide, and this one is half a tefach, how much space can there be in between, and they join? Rizeira answered that it's a half tefach, even when the kairos is a tefach wide, half a tefach sticks out. What's the difference if half a tefach sticks out on this side, and half a tefach sticks out on the other side? Or if the half tefach is in the middle. Pani Rehoshia Tefach. Rehoshia answered, Mabaisa, a tefach may be between them. Shtikoyus, Bazu Shlesh, or Kolshu, or Bazu Shlesh, or Kolshu, or Bene and Pachas Meshlesh, Yavikai Dama Rehochanan Ha'imed, Rachalal Mustafim, Abba Rehoshia Imed, Rabba Lachalal. If there are two koyus, this is a third of a tefach and plus any amount, and this is a third and plus any amount. And between them is less than a third. The law is like Rabbi Yochanan taught that the standing wall, what we call Shulia Sabah, and the gap in the middle join to four to make it a Shayochid, and this is if what stands exceeds the gap. Also here, since the gap is less than the thickness of the Koyuris, it's like a Koyuris, one tefach wide, which permits. Koyuris, she yod sabay koyuris there, ve'ena negas mekoyuris la'sheni, oisha hoyushtayim, shtayim, zu kenegad zu, emyesh ben zu lazu, gimon tfachim, sach koyuris, if the Koyra comes out from this wall and doesn't reach the second wall, or if two Koyras, one coming out of each wall, opposite each other, if there are three Tvachim between a Koyra and the wall in the first case, or between the two Koyras in the second case, he needs another Koyra. If not, there are less than three Tvachim in between, he does not need another Koyra. Is Tanitani Abor? Some teacher, it depends on whether or not the gap is four Tvachim. Manda Mashlosha Kadei Avirus. Adam Mandama Alba Kademokan. One who says that lava does not apply to a gap of three, it's because it's not enough for a person to pass through. The one who says that lava does not apply to a gap of four, it's because it's a significant place. If one end of a kohi is above 20 amos and the other end is below 20 amos, if you would cut off within 3 tefachim of the wall on the higher side, and all that remains is within 20 amos, it's permitted. If not, it's forbidden. If one end of a kohi is above 10 tefachim, and the other end is below 10 tefachim, review that if you would cut off within 3 tefachim of the wall on the lower side, all that remains above 10 tefachim is permitted, if not, it's forbidden. There are two kairos, one above the other, and together they are enough to hold a full brick, a half brick. Rabbi Yehuda says, we view the bottom one as if it were above and the top one as if it were below, as long as the top is not above 20 amos and the bottom is not below 10 tefachim. Ashkach Tani, Rabbi Yehuda, Peshitas Aviv, Chalakol Aviv. We find that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, taught like his father, but disagreed with his father. Peshitas Aviv, to Amar Royanefe, Tachtoina Kilo Hilamalam, Valyona Kilo Hilamatam. He taught like his father, meaning that we view the bottom one as if it were above, and the top one as if it were below. Chalak al Aviv, to Amar Avavad, Shalai Tehei, Aliyona Lamala, Me'asim Amar, Vatachtoina Lamatam, Asar Tvachim. And Tehim Peshitas Aviv, who Afilu Lamala Mekama. He argues with his father that as long as the top is not above 20 amas and the bottom is not below 10 tefachim, if you say he holds like your father, it could be even be very high. Rabbi Yosef chinana b'ashalmei, Rabbi Yudan chinana b'ashalmei b'shem Rav, v'ushutei aliyona b'sech shloisha tefachim atachtoina. Rabbi Yosef quoting Rabbi chinana b'ashalmei and Rabbi Yudan quoting Rabbi chinana b'ashalmei quoting Rav, said that this is if the top kaira is within 3 tefachim of the bottom one.